It's Friday, July 16th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastors in China were ordered to adjust their sermons to incorporate elements of President Xi Jinping's speech delivered on July 1st, the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, reports Christian Headlines. Jinping celebrated their Marxist roots and threatened the West and Taiwan. According to Bitter Winter magazine, Three Self leader Zhu Xiaohong provided a model sermon featuring 9 points taken from the July 1st speech. Among the points were instructions for pastors to highlight that the Communist Party is the, quote, People's Party, end quote. Encourage Christians to trust the Chinese Communist Party because it has, quote unquote, successfully governed China over the last 70 years. And praise President Xi Jinping and the Communists' ability to bring about the, quote, great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation, end quote. Pastors were also told to tell Christians that, quote, only socialism can save China, end quote. If any of the Chinese pastors abided by this outrageous request, it would give new meaning to 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, which says, Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. South Africa's army began deploying 25,000 troops on Thursday to assist police in quelling the week-long riots and violence sparked by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma, reports Fox News. In the largest deployment of soldiers since the end of white minority rule in 1994, the South African National Defense Force has also called up all of its reserve force of 12,000 troops. In a show of force, a convoy of more than a dozen armored personnel carriers brought soldiers into Gauteng Province, South Africa's most populous, which includes the largest city, Johannesburg, and the capital, Pretoria. The violence erupted last week after former President Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court for refusing to comply with a court order to testify about allegations of corruption while he was president from 2009 to 2018. The protests escalated into a spree of theft. For example, the South Africa Pharmacy Council reports that 90 pharmacies have been destroyed and looted beyond recovery. Entire fridges full of insulin were stolen. The South African Cane Growers Association reports over 353,000 tons of sugarcane lost to arson, reports Frontline Fellowship. Community radio stations have been attacked and looted, 113 cell phone towers vandalized, and thieves looted 200 shopping malls and tens of thousands of businesses. By Tuesday evening, July 13th, the official death toll had risen to 72. At a mall in Meadowlands, Soweto, 10 people died in a stampede of looting. Amir Sheikh, an Africa Diaspora Forum spokesman, said, quote, This is domestic terrorism. I do not believe this thing is sporadic because it is well-executed and well-funded, end quote. Los Angeles County has decided to mandate masks indoors again. The county has been recording more than 1,000 new cases each day for a week. Dr. Muntu Davis, a Los Angeles County health officer, made this announcement at a virtual press conference.
We will be implementing an order requiring masking indoors, regardless of vaccination, that will go into effect at 11:59 on Saturday, July 17th. Wearing a mask when indoors with others reduces the risk both getting and transmitting the virus. It does add that additional layer of protection even for those who are fully vaccinated.
Matt Vespa, senior editor at townhall.com, describes the mandate as, quote, nonstop theatrics about the COVID Delta variant, which is neutralized by all three vaccines. Even those who have been vaccinated must wear the masks that even Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted are ineffective against the virus. So is this following the science? Is it giving people a false sense of security? If the store-bought masks do not work, what's the point? Why are the experts peddling snake oil safety protocols? end quote. Vespa concludes, quote, "The war against COVID is not meant to be won. It's meant to be continuous. The Democrats can continue their power trip by locking down states and telling people to wear store-bought masks that do not work to earn brownie points in the we did something category, even though none of their mandates work. It's a show to them. It's not about saving lives. It's about maintaining an authoritarian power structure that invades the lives of its residents," end quote. And finally, Pastor Jay Smith of Cedar Park Church in Washington State wrote a column entitled, "Don't Force My Church to Pay for Abortions." He says, quote, "Imagine 75 years ago, some British officer lining up a group of young Indian children against a wall in Bombay, handing some bullets to Mahatma Gandhi, and ordering him to load soldiers' rifles so they could execute the youngsters. Would you expect Gandhi to go along with that? Why would an officer even give such an order, except to humiliate Gandhi and mock what he stood for? Perhaps that gives you some idea of how it feels for the people of my congregation, Cedar Park Church, to be ordered by Washington state officials to provide an insurance plan that covers abortions." Listen to Pastor Smith.
How can the state compel every employer and every insurance plan to cover abortion?
He wrote, quote, "Directly paying for abortion coverage is as unimaginable to us as putting bullets in a gun we know would be used to end a child's life. It is antithetical to everything we preach, teach, and believe," end quote.
Every one of our employees sign our statement of faith, upholding and defending the teachings of Scripture that tell us that life originates from God. We distinctly do not cover abortion because it's the antithesis of who we are.
Kristen Wagner, his attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom, explained how vindictive Washington State is for those who disobey their pro-death edict.
This law requires pro-life churches to violate their religious convictions about life. A violation of this law would not only mean the church would face fines, but actual prison time.
Pastor Smith wrote, quote, "We believe the sacrificial death of Christ for all people underscores the value of every human soul," end quote.
What we are defending and standing for are the rights of people of faith to not be forced into being complicit to something that's inconsistent with our faith.
ADF attorney Wagner echoed Pastor Smith's concern.
It's important to challenge this law because the government should not have the power to force people to pay for abortions, let alone a church that has a religious conviction that life begins at conception.
Isaiah 5:20 warns, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, July 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.